Life ain't always empty. 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 Borrow them from someone else. Buy yourself a flower every 100th error. Throw your hair down from your lonely terror. And if you hide yourself in the family way, give the kid more than what you got in your day. Life ain't always empty. 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 Tell you what you got time for. It only goes around, goes around, goes around. Take a family name for your own great sins, cause each day is where it all begins. And don't give up too quick. You only get one line, you better make it stick. If you give ourselves to every breath, then we're all in the running for a hero's death. Life ain't always empty. 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 Life ain't always empty.
Hey, we're back in here. Can't pull this ship to the bottom of the ocean. We are back here in studio, WMFO. Streaming worldwide on WMFO.org.
Globally.
That's exactly right. The show before this, which you should listen to, Dance Music Express, DME, with DJD. I think that's actually...
That is what it is.
I think he's DJD, yeah. He's always promoting the streaming worldwide, and he claimed, I don't know if you caught this in the hour coming in, claimed a sister station in London.
Need to check them out.
Get that sister station going?
Yeah.
Do a little cross the waves?
Cross examination.
Yeah. This is what's going on. I don't know, something about like the Dance Music Express, I feel like if I was at... in London, if I was in Mayfair, and you're down at some like cool restaurant / something,
the wharf,
and someone's playing stuff, and then you're like, yeah, I mean, here we are doing this, Dance Music Express, and you'd be like, this is about as cool as it gets.
It's a win in Rome type of thing.
Oh yeah,
never doing that here.
Yeah. Oh, the thing I was gonna tell you was that song, Good Vibrations. That's like the jock jam, like, good vibrations. Oh, yep. That song, like the people who get the the royalties from that song are not the people who have the, like, it's not the person who's singing the song, it's not the person who's rapping, and it's not even the person who like wrote the most of the music. It like was arranged by somebody, and in some sort of like crazy like legal conglomeration, it's like this, like the arranger is like technically the artist of the song.
Wow.
And that like the person who's like the woman who's singing Good Vibrations, and then the guy who's like singing, like rapping, like neither one of them is, it's just like nothing. Yeah, actually the same thing for Whoop There It Is. It's like these two Atlanta guys who own like a club in Atlanta, and they just like made that out, they made it and they produced it and they distributed it themselves. And the song like got picked up, and it like had some sort of like some radio station paid them like $10,000 to be like, hey, can we just like have this song? And they're like, yeah, great. I mean, what? It's great. It's $10,000 more dollars than I'd ever that we'd ever make on music. You know,
yeah. Music, the business of music is a weird, dark place.
You're not wrong.
Seems.
Well, it's one of those where I think like who makes the money? Like, there's a lot of leeches on like the side of it. Like, we've got a lot of scaffolding, and there's like a lot of leeches and stuff. Shout out to Taylor Swift, who like seems to have figured it out, you know, like to had a just like releasing identical albums.
Yeah.
It's like, here it is, you know, I made money off the first one, and now I'm gonna make money off the second one too. Same songs.
Nice.
Essentially me covering my own songs, which, like, hey, I'm gonna say this about Taylor Swift, get ready, you know, listening audience. You know, back when it was like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, like against one another?
Vaguely, yeah.
We tend to forget that, I think it's the album Teenage Dream, Katy Perry, 4 number one singles. And that has never, that's only happened once before, and it was on Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Really?
Like Michael Jackson and Katy Perry share like the record for most number one hits on one single album. So if you're talking about like one album that's just like heat, Teenage Dream is like that album. And like, I would challenge any person living to not know the lyric, to like if I sang in, like, you know, I think obviously Teenage Dream's on there, I think California Girls is on there, I think Firework is on there, I think Roar is on there, Friday Night is on there, I know that for a fact. Like, if I start like going, I mean, remember that 2-week period of Rebecca Black and then Friday Night, and then Katy Perry like jumps right on it and like makes the video that's like Rebecca Black mostly?
Everybody remembers that.
Okay. That whole like Friday thing, anybody listening who's like younger than 32, okay, do you remember the Rebecca Black? Like, there, because it's one of those things that exists in such a like time capsule, because now everyone's trying to get like sort of cringe viral, like blowing up in like a cringy viral way, you know, like in a, like they're trying to do that. The thing with Rebecca Black is that she wasn't.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made it.
It wasn't a construction.
Exactly. And that first Friday, It was like I heard about it on a Wednesday. That Friday, I remember like throwing out the Facebook posts, whatever, you know, party or hangout or whatever. If you were at a show, they're tossing that on, you know, where the band's getting ready. It's stuff like that that's like, we forget how great it was, you know, back in those days. When people hadn't really weaponized the like internet attention complex.
There's two arguments. One is that life, like, life used to be better, and the other argument is that life has never been better.
Yeah, that's, which is actually the argument I've been making almost on a constant basis since you got here.
Pretty much.
We were talking about what it was like to go to the bathroom in a castle, and about how bad that was. Like, if you've been to any castle, listeners out there, think about the castles you've been to, okay?
Which are numerous.
Try to think of, like, where the bathroom was. Right? I mean, there's definitely like a bathroom, you know, when you exit out the gift shop. Okay. There's one down there.
That wasn't there.
Exactly. That was built in the 70s and it still looks bad. Like, I wouldn't want to go to the bathroom in that bathroom anyway. Yeah. Like, that's a bottom 10 bathroom is like the castle, like tourist bathroom. Cause they jerry rigged it into the side of the thing. And like part of it's like wall from the castle and part of it's just like, you know, cinder blocks and stuff.
I think this week has been like, I'm intentionally not complaining about the cold, and you're like making sure I don't complain about the cold.
That's right. Yeah, I'm coming over the top. Like, you're saying nothing, it's and then I'm like, well, you know, it's not that great.
Yeah, which is helpful.
There's a mural down in Union Square that's like, it's like Washington and some people, like a young brown-haired Washington who did spend some time in the old Union Square in Somerville. First American flag ever waved was on in Union Square.
Didn't know that.
So there you have it. Somerville. You know what our town motto is?
I don't.
Municipal freedom gives national strength. I'm not a huge tattoo guy, but like right there over my heart. Municipal freedom gives national strength.
That suits you.
People see that and they're like, what even is that? And you're like, what do you mean? What is this? The greatest motto of the greatest city in this country.
It's everything.
Anyway, there's a picture of young Washington and it's like winter. And you look and they're all wearing like coats and stuff. And they're wearing like boots, you know, like big knee high boots, you know. And you think about like what it was back in there before, you know, pavement and stuff. Where it was like weather like this, especially weather where like tomorrow it's going to get like a little like in the 40s, you know, it's just going to be mush. And you just think about, like, wake up, no, like, shower to warm up, you know? You're just putting your clothes, you're just layering up, and then you're just walking around outside. You're like, well, I gotta go to the post office, so that's gonna be my whole day. You know, I'm just gonna have to, like, walk in just, like, the mud.
Yep.
Hopefully nobody, like, flings mud onto me because it will be there for the rest of this garment's, like, usable lifetime.
Yeah.
Anyway, going to the bathroom in a castle, you pretty much just, there's one at the end of the hall, and it doesn't, let's put it this way, there's no pipes. It just, gravity.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's all going out.
It's just going out the side. So yeah, anyway, so, sandwiches.
We got it. Life's easy, man.
Yeah, life is easy. What are we all talking about here?
Don't complain.
Yeah, don't complain. All right. For that. I got a couple songs I'm going to play from the old playlist. What was this last? These last two. You're really out here with these last two. What were these last two?
Oh, yeah. The first one was Fontaine's DC with The Hero's Death.
Mm-hmm.
Great Irish indie rock band. Check them out. And then the last one was House of Jealous Lovers by The Rapture. It's from 2003. It was like, anyone who's a pretentious music person would tell you it's the only song that matters in 2003. And anyone else would tell you they've never heard of that song. So,
oh yeah,
that's kind of its placement in the world.
Well, that's like the whole, like, the more you like music, the more esoteric for some reason you have to get in terms of like, what was your favorite song? You can't be like, it was Teenage Dream. It was all five or four number one hits off of Teenage Dream. It was this song that you haven't heard.
Yep.
Yeah. That's like when you read like the Vice or the Pitchfork like end of year lists. Hey, wait a second. I'll let you get away from that.
There's not one, man. Those days are over.
This is COVID. Just blame it on COVID. Even if you don't, even if it doesn't matter.
I'm just blaming it on my 30s.
For everybody who's listening, Anton would make the seminal end of your list that could not be missed or skipped. And then if I knew like four of the bands on there, or even four of the, just the albums on there, like if I had heard any of the music on four of the albums on there, I would think it's like a hit. I was like, all right, I did it. I like managed to get around.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Man, I retired. I walked away.
Yeah, well, not using Facebook, and Facebook being, you know, what it is.
How would you know?
You're not wrong. You know, still out here trying to buy stuff on the marketplace. Like, I'll look. You know, like what am I? What am I don't need anything, but it's, I'll take a look.
Gonna lurk.
Yeah, I'm gonna lurk around. I'm gonna stalk the metaverse for used kitchen equipment. Yeah. All right.
Nice.
Okay. Here we go. This is something by somebody.
Happy you.
All right, here we are. Back in here in the studio, Anton, standing. Are you going to do some squats later?
Let's do it.
What do you think? What's your take on, I've kind of convinced myself that, I mean, you know, like, were you part of that fad in college where it's like, try to do 100 push-ups in a day?
Like, yeah, you just for a little bit.
Like, you just do a few here and there.
Yeah.
And, like, you get 100 in.
Like, build up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
You think it works?
Well, I think the challenge was to eventually be able to do 100 consecutively.
And just right in. Okay.
Which is a lot. I think it's like more than is necessary.
Yeah.
I think doing a little bit every day
probably helps.
For a person of your stature or mine, does something.
Slight build. That's what the NHL drafting report is on me. Slight build.
Yeah.
It's that, but I have the same approach to squats. Like, to just sit there and do, like, the squats where you just, like, hands on the head, you know, and, like, up and down.
Yeah.
Do, like, 100 of those. Which, like, I can't, like, I can do 100 of those. It just, like, I just need to sit down. It
takes a while.
I need to sit down, and it, like, kind of ruins the rest of your day because, like, the bottom half of your body just hurts. But it's stuff like that, you know. That's, like, the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm all about light fitness.
Yeah, light touch.
Yeah.
That's and then you build up. You like a lot of those small things build up to like a big thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't this sound like real quick?
Sound like what?
I thought it sounded like Sylvanesso.
Oh, her voice does, yeah.
Or like the person from Purity Ring, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been like talking over this song. This song's great. The song is we played this earlier, Flight Facilities. What do you think about that name? There's others.
It doesn't, like, evoke anything in me.
Yeah. Flight Facilities. The thing is, like, for you, it's, like, that's, like, a department.
But, like, what's the facility?
See, there, yeah. Like, you're too, like, it's, like, you name it Flight, it's, like, naming your...
It's, like, I know that that's not a thing.
Exactly. But that's the thing, it's because you're close to it. But yeah. It's, like, you name your band, like, American Football. And you're like, it's like, I can't do that because like I watch a lot of American football, and so like you're like, what even is that? I can't just get past that name, you know?
You're like, just this is incorrect.
Exactly. So it's one of those where like you can name it, like you gotta be pretty far away from working for a major airline to like have to be like, oh, you'll just name it this, you know?
I won't say which one, but they're a major one.
It's I like that. A major, which car company did you say you worked for?
Nice.
Oh my gosh. So many great ones. We were referencing that because a big time shout out to my sister, who may or may not be listening. Some of the stuff, I'm going to bring this up this weekend when I come visit you. Some of the stuff on your wedding registry evoked a memory of Fight Club. Of like, it was very Fight Club. Like some of this stuff
was
the
things you own end up owning you.
Yeah, there it is. Right there. Right there.
Which when you hear that when you're 17, you're just like, my life has changed.
Exactly. Dude, I mean, any 17-year-old, especially a 17-year-old guy watching Fight Club.
Oh yeah.
If it doesn't rocket to the top of your list, then like I don't know what's going on in your life. I like there was probably a week where I watched that movie every single night, and just was like, dude, nobody understands this. And that was like in that movie. I didn't know this. That movie came out in like 99, I think.
Yeah.
99, right. 2000, something like that.
Right around there.
I watched that for the first time thinking it was a brand new movie in, I guess, 2008.
Yeah.
You know, like 2007, 2008. And just being like, man, this is crazy. Because it holds up. I mean, it's slick.
I watched it like last month.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Everything except for the computer scene where they're at an Apple store and there's like Apple computers. Everything except for that like really holds up. Like technology, like it could be at any time, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's still like kind of that just like murkiness. Is it Fincher? It's Fincher?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one I want to watch is, I haven't watched Social Network since that came out. I watched that one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I watched it because I was at the time hating Facebook a lot, as I always do.
I mean, it seems, I did watch it last year and it seems more sinister now than it did then just because of like, it was right.
Yeah.
It was like right. Everyone was right. Big surprise. So yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I need to go back because I watched that thinking it was basically just an advertisement for Facebook.
That's how I thought it was initially too, but clearly.
It's clearly like actually the opposite. Yeah. It's clearly like you're getting duped. This thing is like a whatever.
Yeah.
So more, flight facilities.
More on that later.
Yeah, we'll go. Yeah, we'll jump into that later. That'll be a next week topic. I think we're going to have to try to get the same time too. This like works out. Class schedule for Nate is, well, I'm going to talk to my advisor this afternoon. That's the meeting.
Nice.
Big time shout out to Professor Andrew Teeter. Old Testament, or no, New Testament. That'll just be like a New Testament survey. Then, this is what I'm really excited about. The title of the class is Moral Theology, but it's ancient, it's like early church moral theology. That's going to be interesting. Morality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on who you talk to, either the basis or not the basis. The undefinable basis of our society. Moral.
Yeah. The point of everything.
Yeah. Tip of the spear. And then poetry. I'm in a poetry class. And the reason I'm in a poetry class, off air, if you know, because you can't hear us, I was dogging on Shakespeare. That like the beauty of Shakespeare is the narrative structures are like timeless, but the language is very inaccessible. And so Anton here is like, yeah, I'm going to read like Romeo and Juliet. And I'm like, no, don't. I'm like, hey man, as your like, you know, literary agent, don't do that.
Then you for like 5 minutes explained why. And I was thinking all you had to say was don't. And I wasn't going to.
You weren't going to come over the top in any way. Yeah.
I was convinced with one word.
Yeah, see, I don't usually live in a world like that. I'm usually like, Ginny is usually like, why? Usually I'm getting a lot of pushback. It's just like, yeah, inaccessible language. It's just tough. I mean, and it's not Shakespeare's fault. I mean, it's wrote in the time. I'm sure it's the same thing's gonna happen to me.
Yeah.
But I like have never gotten poetry. I don't get it. There's some poetry you read and it's like, this is good. But like, I don't know where I'm supposed to pause. I don't know how to read this out loud. You know, I certainly don't know how to write it, and I certainly don't know like why it's important or any of that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm in.
You might learn something.
I'm gonna be like a poetry. I'm taking it because I got a lot of flex. I've realized I've got some flexibility here. Professor teaching it is awesome, and I kind of like, you know, hey, don't listen to me. I'm like a technical guy, you know. Like I used to be an engineer, you know. I don't know anything about poetry. I want to know. Because a lot of the people that I respect as writers read a lot of poetry.
Trying to firm up the soft spots.
Exactly. Well, it's like one of those things where you're reading like Brothers Karamazov and there's like poetry in there and you're like, okay, great. Dostoevsky, like clearly this means something. Or you're reading Thomas Merton and he's like, oh yeah, you know, I was reading like Keats and I thought of this and I was like, well, the thing you thought of is awesome. So it's like, we need to go one step back to like what you were...
The source.
Yeah, what you were inspired by. And I feel like a lot of that, maybe even in like the 20th century where like poetry, I think we just live in a world where like, I'm sure people are out there tweeting out poems, but like, I don't think anybody cares. I mean, we lived in the same world of just like, poems don't matter.
Oh yeah.
Like poems have no functional like purpose in any sort of, but poems not gonna get this plane off the ground.
Exactly.
But I don't know, they've proven strangely resilient.
I'm looking forward to what this... you're either going to end the semester being like with a newfound respect for poetry, or like, like theory confirmed, this is pointless.
Exactly, yeah. Theory confirmed, this is pointless. Stay tuned for the end of the show, probably somewhere around May. Last show of the semester, it'll be somewhere around Nate's review of poetry.
It'd be like a poetry slam or just like a... Slam on poetry.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Anton, that's why you're the best. Best in the business. Now that you're standing, you got the blood flowing. Oh, that's what's happening right now.
I woke up.
Yeah. Well, real quick, too, I got to ask you this on air. Your haircut. Did you give that to yourself?
No, I've been seeing Lisa.
Okay.
I stopped washing my hair. That's the big bombshell.
That's what I'm seeing something happening here.
No more shampoo.
That wasn't supposed to be an insult, too, of the like that you give that to yourself.
No,
it looks good.
Thank you.
But it looks good in like an untamed. So what are you putting in it?
Just water.
Not even like the baking soda or whatever they say?
No.
All right. You've heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done that thing before.
Did it work?
It's kind of gross. I don't know what happened this time, but it just works.
To catch listeners up, there's a theory out there, propagated mostly by me, based on an NPR thing I heard, I think, that maybe I dreamed about, that if you stop showering, if you stop using soap, that your natural like smell comes out, and actually you don't smell bad, you just smell like sort of, it's your musk. And so you've done it, and it's gross from like a you perspective, but do you stop smelling?
No, this is only with the hair. Okay. I still use soap on the skin part of my body.
So you still get like BO, like the traditional pit BO and stuff.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
I must confess on air.
How have the oils like evened out on the hair side?
Yeah. I went and got my hair cut after 2 months of no washing.
Whoa.
And was like, I have to confess to you that I haven't washed my hair, and if that's gross to you, we can wash it now. And she was amazed that I hadn't washed it.
Wow.
So that was like the true test of like, is this actually gross?
Yeah.
Or am I like delusional?
A professional said, this seems fine.
Yeah.
Like a professional looked under the hood and was like, man, there's nothing going on here.
So I guess there's some, I guess the theory holds up in some way.
Was there like a significant trough as far as oiliness?
No. Well, I was running out of shampoo in the old shower, which is why I started weaning off of it.
And yeah, then just like, I know that.
Never bought anymore.
Yep, classic. See, that's usually when I start washing my hair with bar soap.
That's the wrong direction.
The bar goes, I like the face washing just goes, it starts going into the hair.
That's the wrong move.
Yeah. It makes your hair real dry and straw-like in my experience.
Yeah.
It becomes like sticks.
Yeah.
Well, that whole thing, though, I convinced Randy to do it, and it worked, and I convinced Johnny Bobby to do it, and he said he had mixed results.
Yeah.
But he was in Texas, so it's like he's sweating all the time. So that was like, maybe that was like an extreme example.
Yeah, the no soap, even if it's true, I can't go there.
Yeah. I mean, you don't use soap, it's baking soda. Didn't like Kelly do that?
That was just hair.
That was hair only? Yeah. And she has like long hair, you know, so that was like a whole thing.
Played out.
Yeah, big time shout out to Kelly and
James.
James. I was like, Andrew? James. Yeah. James.
Nice.
James is the best. Talk about someone I haven't talked to in like 12 years, but I would love to talk to him.
He just won our fantasy football championship.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Hey man, can I get out of that league? Like if that Jaren spot opens up, can Nate come in?
Yeah, I'll see.
Can you run that up the chain?
Yeah.
I've like wanted to be in that fantasy football league. I haven't told any of you guys this. I've wanted to be in that fantasy football league for my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to break
in. It's freaking stacked, dude. It's everybody. Every single person.
I'll hit the chain and see what.
Yeah.
Talk about expansion.
Because I look at that list of people and I'm like, I feel like I could come in on some of these people.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll go to the commissioner.
I drafted the Pittsburgh Steelers defense first pick.
Wow. Yeah. You're perfect for this league.
I got 5th out of 10. And I beat my brother.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're perfect for this league.
Yeah, I know. It's and then I change my name every week to be a direct insult to the person I'm playing. The best one is that it's mostly the league I'm in is mostly people from high school, and it's like a mix of my friends and my brother's friends and stuff, and also Tanner, Grace's fiance, in
nice.
On it. When I played, one guy like ran in college at Juniata, and I changed my name to the person who beat him in his last race as a collegiate runner. And he didn't get, like, I got nothing. Like, I changed it to, like, Jeremy Simmons from Colgate, you know? And, like, no response.
Man.
That guy won our league.
You did too much research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did do a lot of research on, like, a lot more than, like, oh, I should draft this Amon-Ra St. Brown guy seems like he's good. I don't know. Maybe not.
The team name is more important than the roster.
Oh, that's 1,000%. The name on the front is more important than the name on the back. That's what I've been trying to tell my guys. But our team, we got a team of losers. I'm, like, not afraid to say that.
Nice.
Like, it is just a team of losers that somehow, I scored the fewest points in the whole league, too. and still fifth.
There you go.
Made the consolation playoffs and lost both games.
Nice.
That might be even too, like, one of the best. Anyway, dude, let's sign off here. Thanks for listening.
Big time.
Check the text real quick. See what's up.
The response has been immense.
Yeah. I'm going to call in during the Seamonster. Jaws. Invigorating conversation from Jordan. There it is, man. Appreciate nice. It. Thanks for listening, Jordan. Keep up the good work. I'll see you soon. To everybody else out there, thank you for an special 42-minute extended version of Fast and Loose. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm throwing on some automation after this. Anton.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
Always good to be back.
Cannot thank you enough.
Until next time.
Until next time.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Here's to falling on your face, getting back up and winning the race. Here's to taking it to extremes, never losing faith in our crazy dreams. Here's to having no fear. Here's to right now, right here. Here's to the nights we won't remember, with the friends we won't forget. May we think of them forever as the days that were the best. May we make some noise together, make a beautiful mess, and say we did it all. Here's to reaching for the stars, hanging out in castles or hanging in the yard. Here's to leaving no foolish deed undone, moving to the beat of our own crazy drum. Here's to living out loud. Here's to right here, right now. Here's to the nights we won't.
Town just dying. Don't you wait. asked me to fix. I live my life for the weekend, baby, and I end up in a mess. Ain't got a pot to piss in, but I find bliss. Gotta work in the
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.